Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, this segment, and the next one. As you know, once a week I take a little time and a couple of segments and talk about some things that are on my mind. And today, this segment, I want to talk about nuh-uh. And UGC. Do you know what? I know you know what nuh-uh means, but do you know what UGC means? Well, let's talk about that. You know, once upon a time, and not that long ago, a brand message like you and I would create for our businesses could be successful even if it was close to a work of fiction. Created by Madison Avenue Wordsmith's copy for an ad or brochure was crafted to manipulate and to motivate using a word called puffery. They used puffery, which is a legal term, actual legal term, referring to acceptable marketing exaggeration. Think about that. There was actually, they actually created a legal term to protect marketers from being sued if their marketing message wasn't completely, absolutely, positively 100% accurate. Puffery. How about that? And most of the time when they used this puffery, it worked. And that, mostly I'm talking about the 20th century. In fact, generations of consumers allowed themselves to be manipulated by puffery and it became part of the soundtrack of our lives. So let's take a walk down memory lane. Here's some examples. Millennials, you probably won't have heard of this unless you heard me talk about it or maybe your parents. But how about plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. That was Alka-Seltzer. We all know that. Anybody who's been around for a while knows that's what that means. Oh, what a relief. What does that mean? I mean, that's puffery, right? Put a tiger in your tank. Obviously, you're not going to put a tiger in your tank. That's puffery. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. What a great tagline. And here's a local example. Largest inventory in this tri-state area. Now, who's going to prove them right or wrong? Who's going to go and add up all the inventory and say that they're wrong? Largest inventory in the tri-state area. If you say it first, you get to own it. Puffery, right? Since the release of the Internet for commercial use in 1993, which, by the way, was 25 years ago this month, the 10,000-year-old age of the seller paradigm that I've been talking to you about now for a long time has shifted in favor of the age of the customer. The primary differentiator between the two ages is control of the information, which your customer now co-owns with you. Your customers now co-own control of all of your information, including the truth about your products, about your service, and about your marketplace behavior. The customer control is derived in part from something called user-generated content, UGC. When I give speeches around the country, after all this time, when I ask, does anybody know what UGC means? One out of five speeches, one person will raise their hand. It's astonishing how many people don't know what this means, and yet it's such a big part of our lives these days. UGC is word of mouth on steroids. You know what word of mouth is, right? If I like you, I'll tell somebody. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 somebodies. Well, UGC, user-generated content, is word of mouth on steroids, on digital steroids, the commercial equivalent of political fact-checking. Today, a successful brand message will look less like Madison Avenue manipulation and more like the good, the bad, and the ugly of your business, discussed by customers in reviews, plus in online communities like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. That's what your brand message will look like. Not whatever puffery you may be trying to get away with, UGC will straighten it out. UGC will tell the truth. It's quite possible you can benefit from good UGC one day. We love their stuff. Their best food I've ever had, best service. Their delivery trucks were clean. Their people were nice. That's good UGC, right? So one day you'll have that, and the next day you'll be trying to recover from negative UGC. Negative UGC produces what I call the nuh-uh effect. You know, you've heard that, right? Nuh-uh. It's the nuh-uh effect. It's what someone posts online about your brand message and that did not meet their expectations. If you say you have the freshest salad bar in town, that's puffery, right? It was a time when you could get away with that. But in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, all that has to happen is for one person to write on Facebook or Yelp, nuh-uh. We have the best salad bar in town. Nuh-uh. That's your brand message. Nuh-uh is your brand message until you find a way to redeem yourself. A nuh-uh could refute your claim in any number of ways, from a well-written critique by someone who knows how to evaluate a product, to someone who just says, dude, seriously? No, you know, you don't have the best salad bar in town. Either way, if you're getting responses like this to your brand messages, anyone who gives you a nuh-uh raspberry is at that moment the co-owner of your brand. Remember, research shows customers are 70% more likely to receive a UGC. They're more likely to believe a UGC that a company claimed. They're 70% more likely to believe what someone else said about you than they are to believe your own brand message. Since no business, product, or service or relationship is perfect, the overarching goal of your brand strategy in the age of the customer is to have more positive UGC than negative, and if possible, leave no nuh-uhs unresolved. Preemptively, think of UGC like a positive bank account. The best defense is to do such a good job that customers have posted plenty of positive UGC deposits before you get hit with one negative UGC withdrawal. UGC represents the two-edged sword by which brands, large and small, will flourish or die. Disregard the power of UGC and the nuh-uh effect at your own peril. I'm Jim Blasingame. Think about that. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.